Cause you had a bad day. You take it one down. You sing a sad song. Just a giant alone. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie.
This is Robert from Illini.com. Illini, not Illini. Illini.com. I am back from my little trip after the game, and I survived. I made it through another Missouri-Illinois athletic contest, seated by myself, sweating and squirming and everything else. But I made it through, and as I said in the post on Saturday, I felt pretty good. It was one of the best efforts we've given. Tangible effort that you could sense in the stands, a fired up sideline that was way more fired up than the Missouri sideline. This was a team that wanted it, and they didn't win, but I can't fault them. New offense, new defense, everything else. I was encouraged leaving that stadium. So I want to do this probably every Tuesday after a game. I want to look for positives. If you want to find negatives from the game, just, you know, look on the internet, find a message board, find something that's going to be a bunch of negatives, what we did wrong, everything else. I'm going to try and spin some positivity here. So, three positives from the Missouri game. Number one is very obvious, the defense. Corey Legit, 2.5 tackles for loss. Ian Thomas, what do you have, 12, 13 tackles, something like that? But most of all, the secondary. You know, here we throw together Justin Green, Steve Hall, you know, moving Tavon Wilson to safety, and we looked like a solid defense. I sat in the end zone for the game, and when I sit in the end zone, I always just kind of, when we're on defense, I just watch the secondary coverages. I watch them make their reads. I watch them keep their heads up, this and that. And for the most part, especially Green and Steve Hall, they looked like they'd been there for a while. They seemed to make their read. I feel like Justin Green played better than Trayvon Bellamy. They were really solid. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised. You know, we held Missouri to 23 points, really. You know, the last three being we gave up the ball on fourth down at our own 20, so that was a gift. 3 points. So for the most part, this defense played really well. I'm encouraged for the second half of this season. When we get into that stretch of Indiana, Purdue, Minnesota, Northwestern, Fresno, those games, I feel like this defense can keep us in every game if they play like that, with effort, swarming to tackles, you know, fired up, intense. That was really, really good to see. Positive number two was the kicking game. I mentioned this in a tweet, but Anthony Santella was probably, gosh, his best game since the Rose Bowl, maybe. I think he averaged, 46 yards a kick, had a 54-yarder. The one he kicked out of our end zone, that, I think that was the one with the two penalties on it, on Missouri on the return. But he kicks it out of our end zone, and I think Geddes caught it at the 35, their own 35, put that thing 65 yards in the air or something like that. Maybe caught at the 40, but that was encouraging. And then Derek Dimke has yet to miss. I don't want to jinx the kid, but 7 for 7 now on field goals in his career, including a 52-yarder when he has to rush on the field just before halftime. And that thing, that was the end zone I was in. That thing would have been good from 57. So the kicking game was very encouraging. If Santella can punt like that all year, you know, to give drives an extra 10 yards for our defense, that could be huge. So that's really encouraging. Number three, well, I already kind of mentioned this, but number three, we finally, I won't say finally like it's a bad thing, like we've never competed before, but we competed. We fought and we scratched and we clawed and it was tangible. And the people sitting around me could sense it. Like these kids are playing their butts off. And it was very, very encouraging to see. You know, I can think of specific plays where, you know, even on special teams where Antonio Gully and Nate Bussey swarm a tackle and are just driving their legs until the whistle. I mean, it was tangible, at least sitting in the dome, that this Illinois team played the game a little differently than their predecessors. So it was great to see. So that's it. Three positives. Go Illini.